to worship you, Lord, as we lift hearts as a sign of surrender. Sing it out so we are ready. We are ready for your move. Oh, our Father, we are ready. We are ready for your move. We cry out to you, Lord. We say we are ready, God, for your move. This is our cry, Lord. We say we are.
Victory.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you are faithful.
You are
surrounded by faithfulness. Mighty God, you are holy. You alone are worthy.
Alone
you are Lord, mighty Jehovah, are loving.
Loving.
You are kind.
Yes, Lord.
Your love is complete.
Yes,
your
Lord.
Love is unconditional.
Yes,
your love, mighty God, takes away fear. We give you praise, King of Kings.
Yes,
we adore you, mighty Jehovah.
Yes,
we say thank you, mighty God, for the gift of life. Thank you, Father, that we are your own. Mighty Jehovah, we are not people who are stranded. We have God. We have you. And you are enough. We give you praise, King of Kings. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
My God. Glory to God. Glory to God. All of you connecting from home, tonight is your night. Remember, we are in a season of victory. What are we doing now? We are preparing you for the crossover service. We are preparing you for the night of victory. You will see from November up to now, all we are doing is to prepare you. That is why all the messages that are coming your way are to deal with victory. So that come 31st December, you are already prepared for the night of victory. I want to remind you how our journey has been. Actually, before I do that, I wanted to just teach you or just tell you. Now, when we say victory, what is victory? What is this victory that we are all talking about? What is victory? Victory is to triumph over sin, over fear, over bondage. What is victory? Victory is when you were in a battle or you were in a struggle and you have defeated the enemy or the opponent. That is victory. So from the beginning of November, our man of God has been teaching us. He started by telling us how to partner with creation for victory. You and I remember how he taught us about Deborah. As she was fighting Sisera, the Bible says even the stars joined in the fight. The river Kishon joined in the fight. He also taught us about Moses. Are you here, somebody? Right in the desert, when rebellion started, the Bible speaks how in Numbers, the Bible speaks how Moses prayed. And he said, Lord, these people should not die a natural death. There should be a difference. And the Bible says the earth opened up. The earth opened up and swallowed families. People went down alive. They went into the grave alive. That is what nature can do. Are you here, somebody? We also were taught about Joshua. In Joshua chapter 10, how Joshua was fighting five nations, five kings. And the Bible speaks as he was fighting. Number one, hailstones began to come from heaven. And more people died that day because of hailstones. Number two, he spoke to the sun. And he said, sun, stand still. And he spoke to the moon. Moon, stand still. Are you here, somebody? Creation helped them. And our man of God taught us that if we want victory, we also need to involve creation. Are you here, somebody? We also need to involve creation. Then he came and he taught us about the Harrod Protocol. Not Harrod, by the way, but the Harrod Protocol, the well of Harrod. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? And he said this protocol is when God himself brings in fear. It is when God brings in fear. So he said fear can come in two ways. Actually, the Lord makes it to tremble.
Trembling.
And the trembling brings fear. And he said, what fear will it be? Will you have the fear of the Lord enough in you to tell you that the Lord will do it for me? Or are you going to be like the soldiers who were with Gideon, who because of fear they came back? And our man of God taught us that the well of Harrod, that protocol, separates the ones that are anointed or not.
Yes.
The ones that are going to win and the ones that are going to lose.
Yes.
Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? I want you to declare the well of Harrod.
The well of Harrod.
Trembling.
Trembling.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And then our man of God came again still and taught us the Kishon Protocol. I loved that one. My God. The Kishon Protocol. And he said, for Sisera, the river Kishon was actually their advantage. Kishon was a dangerous river. It was a deep river. But the people that were inside, so the river formed an island. And Sisera and his army were inside. And because they were inside, they knew their river. They knew exactly that if we are to attack the enemy, this is where we cross.
Yes.
But the enemy would not know where to cross.
Exactly.
And he said this protocol is when a geographical location, are you here, somebody? Or a strength of the enemy. When their strength turns against them.
Yes.
And he said, Sisera knew that this is our river. So as they were approaching, they knew that we are fighting to win. They just did not know that their same Kishon, their same weapon, their same strength would overflow and kill the army.
Yes.
And the Bible also speaks how their chariots were no ordinary chariots. The Bible says the legs of these chariots had iron. And the Bible says, as Sisera and his army was on these chariots going to fight Israel, the Bible said there was a panic. My God, I decree and declare, there will be panic in the camp of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I said there will be panic in the camp of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, there was such a great panic that actually the Sisera and the enemy, they jumped off their chariots. They came out of their weapons. Are you here, somebody? Like someone wants to kill you. They have a gun. They are aiming at you. But the Lord just brings panic and they throw the gun down. Are you here, somebody? They throw the gun down. Worse still, the gun is pointing at them. Are you here, somebody? That's the Kishon protocol. And he said, it does not matter the strength of the enemy. It does not matter how powerful they are.
Yes.
He actually said, whether it is witchcraft, they might be experts. Are you here, somebody? Expert witches. But the Bible says, when the Kishon protocol is involved, their witchcraft will work against them. Are you here, somebody?
Hallelujah.
Are you here, somebody? They might be tyrants, but when this protocol is involved, it will work against them. So I declare over your life, whatever is the strength of your enemy, may it begin to work against you.
Yes.
May it begin to work for you and against them. In the name of Jesus. Just as the river Kishon flooded, may there be a flooding in your enemy's life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you fear the most, may the Lord use it for your good. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy over your life, somebody. Whatever is the strength of the enemy, whatever the strength of the enemy, it will begin to work against them and it will work for your good. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Then he came again and he taught us Panim. My God. Panim. You cannot forget this one. You just cannot forget this one. And he taught us how the presence of the Lord can be with you, but passive, not active. It is the presence of God, yes, but it is just passive. It is not active
presence.
The Shekinah. That is why you are watching me tonight. That is why you are there. You always want to pray. That is why you were fasting yesterday and today. That is why you love to read the word of God. That is why you worship. But Shekinah on its own cannot make you win battles. And he said, we need to get to a level when we activate the Shekinah to be active, to be panim. And he taught us how Jesus was in the boat. Are you here, somebody?
Yes.
Jesus was right there in the boat with the disciples. And the Bible says there was a huge storm. But guess what was happening to Jesus? He was sleeping. It was Shekinah. The presence was there, but passive. The presence was there, but resting. My God. Maybe in your life, the presence of God is there, but it is resting. Tonight, we are going to activate it. I said, tonight, we are going to activate it. The Bible speaks something spectacular. The disciples woke Jesus
up. Yes.
They had to wake him up. Are you here, somebody? They had to wake God up.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to realize that the things that are happening around me
are not normal.
What is happening? What is happening? What is happening to my Jesus? I need to do something so that I activate the presence. He also taught us how Paul and Silas were in prison with the presence of God. They were in prison. The Bible does not say they were crying. No. They were there with an assurance that God is with us. But nothing was happening. And time was passing. Time was passing. But at midnight, the Bible says, they began to sing songs. And as they were worshiping, the Shekinah, the presence of the living God, was activated. It was stirred up. The presence of the Lord was there now, active to give them victory. I declare over your life, Panim in the name of Jesus. I said Panim in the name of Jesus. That Shekinah presence in your life, we activate it tonight. In the name of Jesus, I speak Panim in the name of Jesus. When the Panim presence is in your life, what begins to happen is there is victory. There are supernatural breakthroughs. The Bible speaks how an earthquake was in that prison. And the Bible says the foundation of the prison was shaken. The doors were open, but that prison was not destroyed. The foundation, yes. The doors open, but not broken. My God. So when the presence of the Lord comes, he will do supernatural things, unusual things, but you will not be harmed. Are you here, somebody? You will not be harmed. The door will open. You know, if a door broke open, it means there was a noise. If the foundations were shaken, there was a voice, there was a noise, there was a force. It was a fearful thing. But that fearful thing was not to finish them. It was to take them out. Some of you now, your life the way it is now, things are so fearful. Things are so, you are even thinking, what is happening? Let me tell you, Panim. It is just Panim. So Panim might scare you, but it is the presence of the living God. And I told you last Friday how sometimes the Lord will come in, not just to battle. The Lord will come in, not just that he means business, but sometimes he will appear just to show off. Are you here, somebody? And I taught you the enemy attack protocol. When your battle is your divine promotion. And I taught you that your enemy is an elevator. And I taught you how when you get to a building that has 70 stories, as you are on there, you might be actually B, not even on the ground floor. Eh? Not even on the ground floor. You are B3. You are beyond the ground floor. You are basement, not the first one, not second, the third one. I told you, when you are there, you are from your car, you are moving, you are just on the B3. The moment you get into the elevator, the story has changed. The moment you get into the elevator, you can go all the way to 70. You can go all the way, you just go all the way. You can go, you might not even stop. You can go at once all the way. You find your way on 70. So I told you that your enemy is your elevator. And I said that is why most of the times the Lord allows battles in your life. The battle is not there to finish you. It is an elevator. The enemy becomes your elevation. And I taught you how Goliath came to fight Israel. But it was not for the whole Israel. It was just for David to be elevated. And I said it's possible in your life. Your entire family is suffering now. Your entire family is under attack. But it is not for your family. It is just because the Lord wants to elevate you. It is for you. So don't come and join your family in crying. No, no, no. Be like David. Are you here, somebody? Be like David. Because David did not care that the king is threatened. David did not care that his brothers, the elder ones, by the way, are threatened. He said, no, 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 no. This Goliath, this one, just an uncircumcised Philistine like this one, and all of you, you are afraid of this giant. No, 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 no. I know this is my elevation. So I am going to attack in the name of the living God. And I know that the Lord, my God, will give me victory. That should be your attitude. I said that should be your attitude. Your enemy is your elevator. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? I prophesy over your life. That enemy attack is your divine promotion. In the name of Jesus, your enemy did not come to finish you. That is your elevation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So tonight I'm going to continue. I'll give you 3 battles. Are you here, somebody? 3 types of battles that the Lord uses for your promotion. Number 1, the battle of rejection. I want you to declare the battle of rejection. The battle of rejection. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1 to 13.
Now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. But the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. You shall anoint for me the one I name to you. So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, do you come peaceably? Peaceably. He said, peaceably. And I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as a man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah pass by. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Thus Jesse made 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen this. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains yet the youngest, and there he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah.
My God, I realize some things. Mm. You know, sometimes when we look at David, we only see the rejection of the father, not counting him. But today the Lord just showed me something. Mm-hmm. Number one, let me tell you, when the prophet was sent to go, he did not want to go. Already, everything was working against David. Because the prophet is afraid that how can I go? Saul will kill me.
Exactly.
Number one. So I want you to be with me. I want you to follow me very well.
Okay.
Because sometimes we do not understand what is happening in our lives.
Exactly.
The Lord speaks to Samuel. You know Samuel. And Samuel is afraid of the king Saul.
Yes.
Samuel says, no, Lord, how can I go? How can you ask me to do that? I'll go and the king Saul will kill me. Mm. So what was he saying? I don't want to go.
Exactly.
Yes. Number one. The Lord had to devise a scenario for Saul to be deceived so that the prophet of God can go. Number two, when the prophet went, the strategy of the Lord was call a sacrifice. And the prophet goes, and the Bible says he called Jesse and consecrated his family with the sons. So he consecrates him with the 7, not David. So even spiritually, things were against David. Because the other 7 have been consecrated, but not him.
Yes.
You just say, hey, I'm rejected. Hey, no, just your best friend. Are you here, somebody? Just your best friend. But this one, even spiritually, things are working against him because all his brothers are already consecrated. To be consecrated is to be set apart. To be consecrated means they had prayer. To be consecrated means they washed their clothes. Check what was consecration in the Old Testament. And he is busy with the sheep, smelling like sheep. Are you here, somebody? His clothes not washed. He has not even prayed to be dedicated that day. He is not set apart. He is busy with the animals in the field. Number three, everything is working against him. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? And then the Bible speaks how seven. You would think at least number seven. At least number seven is perfection. You would think maybe number seven is the one that the Lord wants. But he says, no, no, no. There should be another one. There should be another one. And guess who is the other one? The youngest. Have you seen kingship going to the youngest? No. So number four things were working against David. It does not matter what is working against you. I said it does not matter what is working against you. It doesn't matter. People might be against you. They might even be praying against you. They might even have done everything that you have not done. But when God says it is you, it is going to be you. In the name of Jesus. I learned something. When man says no, guess what God says next? When man says no, are you here, somebody? The father, everyone was, no, 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 no. It can't be that one with the sheep. It can't be that one. After all, if it was that one, then the man of God should have known. Remember, this one is a prophet. So he should have known that there should be another one that should also come for this consecration. So they were sure that there is no way it can be that young brother of them who has a few sheep in the bush. But the Lord chose him. And because they kept on saying no, the prophet of God kept on saying, next. Next, you might be rejected, but let me tell you, in the spirit, the Lord is saying next. In the spirit, the Lord is still saying next, and it will be next. They will see the other one, it will be like, no, 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 not this one, the next one. They will see another one, no, 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 no. She might be tall, she might be slim, but not this one. Next, are you here, somebody? It will be next, it will be next, it will be next until you. The battle of rejection. I said the battle of rejection. Don't cry when people reject you. Don't cry because some people are rejecting you. A boyfriend is rejecting you. And you're even failing to sleep. My God. Hey, there are things in this world. There are real battles in this world. Some things are not even worth your tears. Don't waste tears. Are you here, somebody? Don't waste your tears. Your tears shouldn't come like that for free, just easily. No. Your tears should be so expensive. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? Don't waste tears. Your boss, you went in the office, you gave a report, and your boss just shouted, and you were crying. Who said your boss is your God? Who said that to you? Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? You applied for funding, but all the time they say no. There is somewhere where billions are waiting for you. And they are saying next. They are waiting for your application. Are you here, somebody? They're waiting for your application. And here, as they are saying no, just ask the Lord, where are they saying next? So that I go there. The Bible speaks how one by one, the tall, handsome sons were coming, one by one. And the Lord said, no, not this one. I need next. Give me next. Not next until seven. We are not going to sit until we wait for that one who is rejected, that one who was not sanctified, that one whose clothes were not washed yesterday. We are waiting for the youngest. Are you here, somebody? I want to speak to the youths. I want to speak to you who say, no, I am too young. No, 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 no. For God, age is nothing. Age is nothing. It does not matter how old you are. God does not look at age. No, 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 no. He looks at purpose. So when the devil says no, when people reject you, just know somewhere they are saying next. And there they are waiting for your name. When you appear, it will no longer be next. It will be you. Are you here, somebody? I decree and declare, in the battle of rejection, there will be your promotion. I said, in the battle of rejection, there will be your promotion. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. John chapter 1. From verse 1.
Let's go. In the beginning was the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word was with God.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word was God.
Yes.
He was in the beginning with God.
Let's go.
All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
Give me verse 11.
He came to his own, and his own did not receive him.
Verse 12.
But as many as received him, to them he gave them right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name.
This is God. This is not a human being, right? This is God. God has sent his son. And the Bible says he was sent to them. God, not a human being. This is God sent to men, and men rejected him. They received him not. So who are you? Who are you? They received not the Son of God. Who are you? You will also be rejected. You can be sent by God. It does not matter. You will still be rejected. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? Our man of God usually says, in this world, especially this time with the Gen Z, Gen Alpha, Gen whatever, whatever, these ones, you know, this time that we are living in, even if Jesus was to come and open a church, that he was not just as a man like that time. Even if he was to come shining. Yes. Are you here, somebody? Shining, radiating. People will still say, not that church. Are you here, somebody? People will still say, no, I am not going to that. They would still create something for him. They would still reject him. So I want to ask you again, why are you crying? Because you are rejected. God himself sent his only son, and his only son sent by God was rejected. So what more you? I told you, when man says no, God says next. When the people said no, God says, there are others who will receive this salvation next. And you and me, we were part of the next. Are you here, somebody? When the others rejected him, you and me were a part of his next. I declare over your life, somebody. I declare over your life, somebody. You are next. I said you are next. In the name of Jesus, you may be rejected today, but your next is coming. In the name of Jesus, that rejection is your divine promotion. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? Don't be crying. Don't cry because you are rejected. Even Jesus was rejected. Even Jesus was rejected. Are you here, somebody? Even Jesus was rejected after he was sent. And then the people rejected him. Guess what else happened? Apart from you and I receiving him, his father exalted him. Are you here, somebody? His father was exalted him. It does not matter. People may reject you. Thank God they are not your God. I said, thank God they are not your God. Let them reject you. They are not your God. There is a woman you are crying. Your husband just rejected you. Thank God he is not your God. Are you here, somebody? You are crying. Everything around you, everyone just rejects you. Everywhere you go, it is rejection after rejection after rejection. Let me tell you, those people are not your God. I was praying the other day. I was praying the other day, and I was worshiping the Lord. As I began to worship, I had a prayer petition, a serious one. So you know I love to worship. So as I was worshiping the Lord, I found myself saying, God, you are all that I have. You are the only one that I have. And the Lord said, thank God, I am more than enough. All you have is me, but I'm more than enough. Are you here, somebody? And the Lord, I realized that, oh my God, I might only have God, but trust you me, I have much more than whatever else my enemies can have. They might have everyone. They might have the resources. They might have everything. I have the superpower. Are you here, somebody? I have the superpower that he can cause them to tremble. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? I said, thank God. Your enemies are not your God. I want you to speak it. Thank God. My enemies are not my God. Thank God. They are not my God. They don't have a final say. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? The Bible speaks about the devil. One day, the Bible speaks of something in the book of Job. One day, the sons of God were gathering, and the Bible says they went to God. They were reporting, and the devil was also there. Are you here, somebody? And the devil, you know when, sometimes you'll be going through things, not even knowing that there was a conversation, and God actually bragged about you. That is why you are going through the things you're going through. Here you're crying. Here you're in pain. But the Lord just bragged about you in heaven. Are you here, somebody? Actually, for Job, God bragged about him. He actually said, but have you seen my son Job? He was saying, you know, I know you, devil. You like touching them, but you don't know the one that I know will stand. Have you seen Job? He was actually saying, Job is the cream de la cream. Are you here, somebody? He was actually saying, Job, you don't know Job. It means the Lord had tried him before. And he knew that this one is able to stand. Are you here, somebody? He knew that this one is able to stand. And Job loses everything. Job is reduced to nothing. People judge him that he has sinned. Even his wife turned against him. But Job remained with God. He remained only with God. His best friends came and said, no, there is no way you can go through all this. Our friend, there's something, maybe you did something in the dark, you. You did something that we don't know. You went somewhere alone, Job. There is something that you did when all of us were sleeping. There is something that you did when all of us were not there. There is something that you did. Imagine those are your best friends and you have done nothing. And then now you are crying. You're not even like Job who has done nothing. You have done some things. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? And Job stayed with God. But God, wasn't he more than enough? Wasn't he more than enough? So let me tell you, just as the Lord told me, if all you have is God, guess what? He is much more than enough. He is everything that you need. The battle of rejection. When people say no, God says next. My God. Glory to God. Glory to God, somebody. Glory to God, somebody. Glory to God, somebody. You serve a living God. I said you serve the living God. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter who is rejecting you. It doesn't matter how painful that rejection is, but it did not come to finish you. That is a setup for divine promotion. In the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 37, verse 5 to 11.
Now Joseph had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, please hear this dream which I have dreamt. There were binding sheaves in the field, Then behold, myself arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your slaves stood all around and bowed down to my chief. And his brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamt another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. So he told it to his father and his mothers and his brothers. And his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamt? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you? And his brothers envied him. But his father kept the matter in mind.
The Bible speaks of Joseph. You know what caused him trouble. You know what caused him rejection. Yes, he was the last born, and yes, the father loved him so much, but his biggest problem was his dreams. He was dreaming too much, and he was telling the dreams. Like some of you, your dreams are too much. And every time you have dreams, you go, my best friend, tomorrow, they are like, why is it only you, all these dreams? So in the secret, they hate you. In the secret, they hate you. But they are still your BFF. But secretly now, they don't like you anymore. Are you here, somebody? Because of your dreams. The Bible says he kept on having dreams. And the brothers hated him so much. Why? Because of dreams. The same dreams that they rejected, that was his promotion. Yeah. Remember, for him to be promoted, it was also a dream. You're not getting me. The brothers hated dreams. He was rejected because of dreams. But guess where the promotion comes from? Dreams. Way before the king had a dream, in the prison, he was with a cupbearer. In the prison, he was with a butler. They also had dreams. It is actually those dreams that promoted him. Before the dream, the king could dream a dream, there were dreams in the prison that he was interpreting. When they rejected just the dream, remember this time, he just is dreaming, no interpretation. He's not able to interpret at all, but he's dreaming. Now the Lord says, they are rejecting the dreams. Wait, I'll promote you in the dreamland. My God. Now the Lord says, it will be beyond dreaming. It will be beyond dreaming. Now you will no longer just dream. Now I'll take you to a level where you will dream and interpret. Others will also begin to dream around you. Do you see that he carried an anointing of dreaming? That when he was in the prison, the people around him, they were also impacted and they started dreaming. Even the king dreamt. Are you here, somebody? So the impartation was too strong. Remember, one was put back onto his position. That one went to be also serving the king. As he's serving the king also gets an impartation of dreaming for the sake of Joseph. Are you here, somebody? My God, glory to God, glory to God. They are rejecting you now. That same issue that they are is causing them to reject you. Guess what? The Lord will grow it. The Lord will grow it. It will get to another level that the people around you will be impacted. Are you here, somebody? And they will have no choice until they call you. The brothers were hating him just for dreaming. The Lord says, no. I'm going to increase this gift. No longer will he just be dreaming. He will be dreaming. There will be an interpretation. He will also have an impartation. He will be imparting. It will now be a mantle. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? And the Bible speaks how the king also had a dream. And no one was able to interpret that dream. Until someone says, oh, I remember in prison, we had someone who is able to interpret dreams. There is someone there. That person ought to come. He is in prison. His name is Joseph. Call for him. King, oh king. He knows how to interpret dreams. That one is a dreamer. Are you here, somebody? They rejected him because of dreaming. But the Lord said, no, 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 no. You've gone through too much. You know, sometimes, sometimes the Lord will allow you to go through too much. Because as you're going through too much, the Lord is also adding to the anointing. To a level when it is undeniable. Are you here, somebody? It is undeniable. Are you here, somebody? In Pretoria, Major One was prophesying. Wasn't he? Wasn't he prophesying? But now, is it the same like that? No. He's able to sit like this online. Online IVP. How many are you? 400. Okay. All 400 of you. I will speak to you one by one. Have you ever seen that? But do you know why all that? Rejection. So you are crying, oh, I am rejected. But you say, as you are praying that prayer, even saying, oh, God of Major One, it's in the package. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? You're even like, oh, God of Major One. So God of Major One is wondering that, so why are you crying? Don't you know that this is promotion? Why are you crying? You are crying, and yet this is your package. This is your promotion. You'll be promoted through this same rejection. I want you to declare, this rejection is divine promotion. In the name of Jesus, I am rejected today, but I'll be promoted tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, Genesis 41. Give me from verse 39. Genesis 41, from verse 39 to 41, 42, thereabouts.
Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning, as wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and he clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. And he had him ride in a second chariot which he had, and they cried out before him, bow the knee. So he set him over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh also said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no man may lift his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath Panim, and he gave him as a wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. So Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt.
Guess what promoted him? Dreams again. Guess what promoted him? Dreams again. The years before this, the dreams got him into the pit. The dreams got him in a fallen land. Now the same dreams have gotten him a mansion. I told you, a wife, a beautiful wife. I told you. A chariots, because this is the second in command. So don't think it is one chariot that you get. Chariots, even God. He now has golden ring. Are you here, somebody? Now he has a golden chain. Now there is gold on him, a prisoner yesterday. Your rejection. I said your rejection is your promotion. You are not just being rejected. The Lord is setting you up for promotion. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is setting you up for promotion. in the name of Jesus. And do you know what I have learned? When you are rejected so much, the more the rejection, if you are truly with God, the more the rejection, the more you love people. If because of rejection, you've stopped loving people, check yourself, you and God. The more you are rejected, the more you love people. Rejection makes you to open your eyes. Because you're rejected, you begin to realize that actually, all these people, they will always make a mistake. They have a weakness. Why? Because you've been rejected. When everywhere you are accepted, you think everyone should be like you. Are you here, somebody? You think everyone should be like you. I'll give you my own example. I'll not really speak about the rejection. No. But I want to give you something. I am someone who is so fast. I do things fast, very fast. So when I need to give you a report by 7 o'clock, most likely you will receive it by 6:30. That is who I am. But guess who surrounds me? All the times. The people that will come in my life, they take their time. Not just they take their time. They take their time. Are you here, somebody? And because of what we've gone through, now I'm able to say, oh, okay, she takes time, but she has love, so that's okay. He takes time, but he has understanding, so that's okay. Are you here, somebody? But before, I had no time for that. Because my 7 o'clock is 7 o'clock. So if 7 o'clock you are, I'm still waiting. 8, you are, I don't have the time for that. But because of everything, now I'm able to give you time. I also understand you. Are you here, somebody? I also wait for you. Life is the best teacher. Are you here, somebody? Life is the best teacher. Now I realize that actually the ones that are too fast like me are not good to me. Most of the times when they come, I actually know that our spirits, something here is not okay. Are you here, somebody? So I realize the ones that take time, they are the ones that will help me. Are you here, somebody? Glory to God. Glory to God. Rejection will not only promote you, it will teach you. It will teach you. It will teach you. So some of these things that are making you cry, they are lessons. Tomorrow when someone is rejected, you feel for them. You know the pain. You have an understanding. When they are crying, you can relate that, I know the pinch. I know how this feels. So you're able to give them an ear. You're able to hear them. You're able to relate because you've gone through it. Number two, the battle of delay. The battle of delay. Oh, should I start with the battle of betrayal? Let me start with the battle of betrayal. The battle of betrayal. The battle of betrayal. When the closest to you become the greatest test. Need I even say it? Should I even go into details on that one? Yes. Are you here, somebody? The battle of betrayal. When the closest to you become your greatest test. When the closest to you are the reason for your expensive tears to be shed. Are you here, somebody? Matthew 26, verse 14 to 16. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Okay. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, and went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him.
Are you hearing what the Bible is saying?
From that time,
the chief priests already want to find a fault. They already want to apprehend Jesus. And the Bible says one day, Judas himself goes to them. Are you here, somebody? People already want to do wrong to you. And the one who is always with you is the one who goes to them to tell them, I'm here, I will help you. I will help you. You want to bring him down. I know exactly how. I know what he can do wrong. I know. And the Bible says when he was given those pieces of silver, the Bible says he sought an occasion. Now he was looking out. He was ready to find a fault. He was now looking for an opportunity. He was just waiting. When can he do this so that I call on them? When is he going to make a mistake so that I tell them? Imagine that people want to finish you and they are being helped by your own. Are you here, somebody? They are being helped by your own. Your own. I used to say, Lord, why? Why is it that you always use these people, the ones that are so close? Why? And the Lord showed me that when it's someone from far, it does not pain you as much. When it's someone from far, you know what? If someone from far now writes a story, the prophet Justice Hara did this, it won't pain you at all. They don't even know you. So you can give them, you know, it's okay. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. So you can understand that after all, they don't know me. So maybe they just heard from someone and they developed their own opinion and now they came to this conclusion. But someone who knows you, someone who is always with you, they ought to know better. So when they do that, then you really feel the pain. That is why the devil always target the ones close to you. He knows that the ones that are far, even if they do anything, you will not feel the pain. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? And if they betray you from afar, it is nothing. It does not bring you anything in return. But the ones that are close, when they betray you, when you feel the pain, that is your promotion. That is your promotion. Are you here, somebody? That is your promotion. I see it around us. Every time the closest did something that was painful, the Lord did something that was so extraordinary. Can you hear me, somebody? I said every time that we felt the pain, that this one, you know, sometimes... Let me tell you as a mother what happens. Yes, sometimes you can hear this one or saying this. You'll be like, they can say it. You actually, even your spirit agrees that, they are. Those ones, they really did. They might even be close, but you know they can. But there are some people, when you hear, your heart just denies. Your heart just goes into denial. Your heart tells you, no. No. You'll be like, no. No, not that one. You'll be saying, no, you don't even want to think about it. It's not like you go and then you begin to think, maybe. No. You say, not that one. Your heart, you know the heart has its own way of shielding us. So your heart will tell you, no, there is no way this one said this. And then the people, you know, when people come, they give you evidence. Especially when they are close. They bring with all the evidence. So when they see, there's no action, now they'll begin to send you screenshots. And you will say, maybe someone just created that account and used their name. You know, someone just created that account and used their name. Then you see, lo and behold, it is really the number you saved. Are you here, somebody? Betrayal by the closest. But guess what? It is for your promotion. Judas did not know that actually what he did is what brought us redemption. Minus Jesus, you and me, minus Judas betraying Jesus, we wouldn't be redeemed now. He didn't know that actually he's just helping in the plan. He's just helping in the plan of redemption. It was painful, yes, but he was helping in the plan of our redemption. Let me show you something. The same Matthew 26. I want to give you verse 47 to 50.
And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude, with the swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign saying, whomever I kiss, he is the one, seize him. Immediately, he went up to Jesus and said, greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him. But Jesus said to him, friend, why have you come? Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him.
See something. Judas kisses the master. He actually says, Rabbi. Master teacher. He's saying, Master, my teacher, and kisses him. Look at the response of Jesus. Jesus actually says, my friend. In TPT, it actually says, beloved friend. Are you here, somebody? Jesus says, you are my beloved.
My beloved friend, Jesus said, is this why you've come? Then the armed men seized Jesus to arrest him. My beloved friend.
Betrayed by the beloved friend. Not just a friend, beloved. So it's not starting with you. You are not the first one to face what you're going through. Stop crying. That is how things happen. But it is for your promotion. Judas did not know that actually what he was doing was to help Jesus fulfill his purpose. Someone ought to have done that. Because minus that, they were not coming to apprehend him. They needed a Judas for them to come and take Jesus. It was painful at the time, but it was for you and me. For our sake, Jesus had to know the pain of betrayal. So one day, maybe it has not happened to you, but one day it will happen. And when it happens, remember these words. It is for your own promotion. Don't cry. Don't cry. The Lord allows it for a reason. It is because you need to be promoted. And he will use the battle of betrayal just so you can be promoted. I declare over you, somebody, that betrayal is your promotion. I said that betrayal is your promotion. In the name of Jesus. I want to give you another example. David and Ahithophel. My God. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 12. Give me Good News Translation.
And while he was offering sacrifices, Absalom also sent to the town of Giro for Ahithophel, who was one of the king's David advisors. The plot against the king gained strength, and Absalom's followers grew in number.
Here is Absalom. Absalom is the son to the king. So this one, I always say this one was by far the greatest battle for David. You can be fighting with Saul. Yes, he has an army, what, but he's the king. But your own son, Absalom, this is a teaching of another day. But your own son is against you. And not only that, your greatest advisor. Why am I saying the greatest? Because the Bible speaks in 2 Samuel 16, verse 23, that his words, the wisdom of Ahithophel, was as though God has spoken. So imagine that is your advisor that your son has taken, and he is with him against you. And automatically the Bible says, the plan against the king, the plan against David gained strength. Guess who strengthened the plan? Ahithophel. His own advisor. Are you here, somebody? His own advisor. Betrayal not only by your son, but your own advisor. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? Give me 2 Samuel 15, verse 13.
A messenger reported to David. The Israelites are pledging their loyalty to Absalom.
Give me NKJV.
Now a messenger came to David saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are with Absalom.
Do you know what just happened here? he's already facing his greatest battle. But also the people that love the king so much, those same women who were singing about him when he killed Goliath, now their hearts have turned. They are no longer with him. You know, right? What matters is the heart of people. When you have my heart, you have everything. Right? When you have my heart, that's it. You have me. You know that, right? When you have somebody's heart, that's it. You have him, you have her. But the Bible says the hearts of the men of Israel, they turned. Now all of a sudden, all their hearts are with Absalom. The Bible speaks how David had to run with all his men. They left because he knew that now this one is fierce. If we stay, we'll be killed. I'll be killed by my own people because now their hearts have turned against me. Their hearts have turned to Absalom. Their hearts, their love, their affection, everything about them was now towards Absalom. Not only that, Ahithophel, the greatest advisor, the one that when he speaks, it is as if God is speaking. It is as though it is an oracle of the living God. That one also has left, is with Absalom. Are you here, somebody? You're going through things, but you are not here yet. You're going through things, yes, but it's not like this. You've not had to run away from home like David. Imagine the king running away from his own son, leaving home. Not just, better it was so, but imagine your own son. A child that you nest one day. A child that you would take in your arms like this when they are crying themselves to sleep in the night. Running away from that same son. Not only that, your advisor, the one that when he speaks, when you want to hear from God, you just tell him, speak. That one is also with your child. You are afraid of the people. Even their hearts are no longer with you. If the heart of someone is not with you, it is against you. It does not just leave. If the heart of someone is not with you, it used to be with you, and it now it's not with you, guess what? It is against you. It has turned. Are you here, somebody? Give me verse 30 to 31 of the same passage, Good News Translation. I want you to see how bad this betrayal was.
David went on up the Mount of Olives, crying. He was barefoot. And had his head covered as a sign of grief. All who followed him covered their heads and cried also. When David was told that Ahithophel had joined Absalom's rebellion, he prayed, "Please, Lord, turn Ahithophel's advice into nonsense."
The Bible speaks of how David went up Mount Olives. Not walking, crying. Here is a king. Are you here, somebody? Here is a king with the few that are still with him, going up a mountain, not just walking, barefoot, crying. Have you ever reached that level, you? That you went out of your house barefoot, crying because of what you're going through? Has betrayal gotten you to that point yet? No, it hasn't. But it happened to David. It happened to him that the hearts of people have turned. His son is against him. There's an army after him. His own son now has an army. His advisor is with them. And David started to cry. This is a man who was able to face a bear with bare hands. This is a man who was able to kill a lion with bare hands. But one day, this betrayal was even worse than the parents betraying him. Are you here, somebody? This betrayal was worse than the parents rejecting him, his brothers rejecting him. This betrayal was too much that the Bible speaks that he cried. You will never hear that when he was forgotten amongst the seven sons and then they called him, he cried. No, he didn't cry. You will never hear that when he was there on the battlefield against Goliath, he cried. No. But this time, he cried. Imagine that you're not walking on the road, on the mountain. You've been to the mountain. Can you go on the mountain barefoot? Can you go on the mountain barefoot? Imagine the pain on his legs as he's moving. And then he, on top of that physical pain, he also has to think of his own son. He also has to think of his advisor. Where still the people? Now I'm sure he was thinking, those women, the way they celebrated me that day, surely those hearts have turned against me. What has happened? Those women who were saying David has killed tens of thousands, now they are like this against me. What is happening, Lord? But betrayal is a setup for your divine promotion. Betrayal is a setup for your divine promotion. Actually, when people are just betraying you all around, just know your promotion is so close. I said when you sense betrayal all around, just know that your promotion is so close. That is not the time for you to be crying. That is the time for you to begin to declare, Lord, I know I am promoted. I know, mighty God, I am promoted. Now enlarge my capacity. Now give me wisdom, because I know a huge promotion is coming. That is how you should treat betrayal. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? I declare over you, somebody, that betrayal is your divine promotion. I said that betrayal is your divine promotion. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter who has betrayed you. The Lord will use the same battle for your promotion. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will use the same battle for your promotion. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Paul faced it also. Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul also faced betrayal. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9 to 11, NLT. NLT. Timothy, please come as soon as you can. That's a saying of someone who is desperate, right? Timothy, please come as soon as you can. Let's go.
Demas has deserted me because he loves the things of this life and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus has gone to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Bring Mark with you when you come, for he will be helpful to me in my ministry.
The Bible speaks of how Demas, my God, a co-worker in the vineyard, he chose the world and walked away from Paul. Actually, that scripture, as we started reading, the Bible speaks how Paul is speaking to Timothy. And he says, Timothy, please come. Not Timothy, come. Please come quickly. Not even just come. No. Please come. Come as soon as possible. There was something that was happening. This is Apostle Paul, someone who has been in prison and prison and prison. And now he's pleading with Timothy to come. Please come now. Demas left me because he loves the world too much. He loves the world. Now he sees that this gospel thing, I'm just wasting my time. He has gone back to the world. And he continued to say how the others are also not with him. He actually says, when coming, please bring Mark also. I need help. This was a father crying out for help after betrayal. Are you here, somebody? You have not reached to this level. Are you pleading for people to come here? Are you pleading for people to be in your life? You have not yet reached this level. Apostle Paul reached it. Apostle Paul reached it. David, I told you how he cried. It looks like the betrayal one is the one that is too much. It's even worse than rejection. David, the whole king, cried because of betrayal. Are you here, somebody? Apostle Paul now, what he's doing here is crying. The heart is crying out. He's wounded. His heart was crying out that, you know what, Timothy, please come. Please come. He was about to say, just pack your bags. If you can't start off now. He needed someone to come. He needed someone to be with him. He was not in a good space. Are you here, somebody? I want to tell you something. It does not matter who has betrayed you. how they have betrayed you and how painful it is. Betrayal will bring pain. Betrayal always brings pain. It's part of it. Actually, you will not feel betrayed if you're not feeling pain. It's the pain that will remind you that I've been betrayed. It's the pain that will tell you that, I've been betrayed. You feel the pain. When you're betrayed, you feel the pain. It's the pain that actually reminds you of the betrayal. So betrayal will bring you pain. But don't you forget, that is a formula for your divine promotion. That is your formula for your divine promotion. When Judas betrayed Jesus, it was for redemption. So that our redemption can come. It was for the plan of redemption. Now Apostle Paul is also betrayed. Are you here, somebody? So there will be betrayal. But don't cry. You might be sad. It's okay. But realize that that is also your divine promotion. I told you, when going through something, don't just look at what you're going through. Begin to ask God. God, give me insight. What is really going on? Show me what is really going on. The Lord will actually show you that this is for your promotion. So stop crying. Wipe those tears. I am promoting you. I am promoting you. And you cannot go to a higher dimension if you don't know these things. If you've not experienced betrayal, you've not been rejected, you cannot go to a higher dimension. People ought to reject you. People ought to betray you so you can understand issues. I told you, some things you only learn when you've gone through something. Hear me, your mother. I know what I'm talking about. There are some things you only learn. There is a certain wisdom that you only acquire because of what you have seen firsthand. You know, you telling me what you went through, I don't know it. It is not the same. When I tell you that actually I know this, it is not the same. It changes everything. It changes everything. You don't just speak what you studied. Not just what you studied. You don't know. What you experienced, you know. You also know how you got out of it. Are you here, somebody? I decree and declare that betrayal is your for divine promotion. In the name of Jesus, that rejection is bringing you divine promotion. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, many may fail you, but God never fails. Many may fail you, but God never will. The Bible actually speaks that can a mother forget a sucking child? But if some do, so even if they do, but I will not forsake you. Give me Hebrews 13 verse 5, Amplified.
Mm-hmm. Let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be free from the love of money. Mm-hmm. Shun greed. Be financially ethical. Be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never, under any circumstances, desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Nor will I, in any degree, leave you helpless. Nor will I forsake or let you down or relax. My hold on you, surely not.
The Bible says, I'll start from part B. The Bible says, for he has said, I will never under any circumstances desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support, nor will I in any degree leave you helpless. Nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Can I have someone in front? I want to give an example. Can I have someone in front? The Bible says, this is God. He said, don't think at any time I will leave you. So the Bible says, give me your hand. Give me your wrist. Your wrist. Here. The Bible says, this is God. Yeah, at least I've managed to, my fingers are like this, right? You see, there's no space, right? So the Lord says, there will not be any circumstance when it will be like this. Focus on my fingers here. Focus on this here. So the Lord says, there will not be a circumstance or a situation in your life when I will do that. Right? He's saying, I am like this with you. I won't relax my hold. I won't relax my hold. It's not like you will do something, then I will let you go. It's not like that you will be going through the valley and then I will not be like this. The Lord is saying, even as you are going through the valley, I am like this with you. Even when things are so bad, I am like this with you. Even when people reject you, guess what? I am like this with you. In the midst of betrayal, I am like this with you. When you are crying, I am like this with you. When it does not make sense to you, I am like this with you. When the battles don't make sense, I am like this with you. When your friend says you have sinned, you, there is something that you did that we don't know, I am still like this with you. The Lord says, I will not relax my hold. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? And the Lord says, assuredly not. What does that mean? The Lord is saying, I will never ever. It does not matter. Even if you are in the valley, I will never ever. On the mountaintop, I will never ever. Things may be so sweet, I will never ever. Things may be so bad, I will never ever. Your own son may rebel or betray you, I will not. Assuredly not. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? So don't act as though the Lord has relaxed his hold on you. Some of you now, you are behaving as if God is not with you. Are you not alive? Are you not breathing? Do you think if the Lord was not with you, you would still be breathing you? Do you think so? You would be on oxygen. Not even on oxygen, he still has you there. You would not be here. But the Lord still has you. He's holding on to you tight. And he's not even letting go. He has you. It doesn't matter the pain, he still has you. It doesn't matter the betrayal, he still has you. It doesn't matter the rejection, he still has you. It doesn't matter the battle, he still has you. Even when it doesn't make sense, he still has you. Rise up on your feet. We are going to pray. Mighty God, every battle, it is my divine promotion. Every battle, it is my divine promotion.
Rico sika paladia sute kepale dusha katalaba. Ile monde supalia tute kibahande. Rapatu shekete le monde siprahate. Rakata katu sekete. Ratia kaluse pila anta. Ipalu shekete le monde siprahate. Rika talaba. Yepele kia tu se pila hande. Ranu shekibahate. Rapapalu shekibaduse. Manta kalabaya. Ipa Luce que te le pe, rantia caluce kitapa, impaluce que te, repepele kia tu, sepila kate, imamano shikatalaba, rapatu sepila ate, ikele kia tu shakapaladia, rate ke peletika tu, rikatia ka, ye paluce que te, lampaluce kitapa, lapalita kia paluce, mante ke peletia hato, ilanuce kitalaba, lepele kia tea, sute kipahata, Ye paluche kitahate rekete kete ribano shikata rapatu se pilate rakata katele boshikata ripatu se pelekia handa ruka suteke rimamano sheketereba ruka sutekia ma manu se pilata ipaluche keteremonde rupalisa tika paladia monto koto shikata malika tu se pila ante kibohonde yes yes Yes, 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 yes. Rakatia sutekia. Mantekila boss.
In Jesus' name, I prophesy to you, those who walked away will soon see what they left behind. I said those who walked away, they will soon realize the good that they left behind. In the name of Jesus, stop crying. Dust yourself. Begin again. It does not matter who left you. It does not matter who betrayed you. Life goes on. Promotion is waiting on you. This is not the time to be weak. This is not the time to cry. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to sit down. This is the time to dust yourself. This is the time to rise up. This is the time for a comeback because your promotion is here. here. I said your promotion is here. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare and I prophesy to you. Strength in the name of Jesus. Those of you that are giving up, I speak strength. In the name of Jesus. I speak strength. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. From tonight, may you be strengthened. I said from tonight, may you be strengthened. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My God. Glory to God. Glory to God. How many are coming to the night of victory? How many are coming to the night of victory? Let me see you wave your hands. How many are coming to the beautiful night of victory? We are all ganging up. We are all getting ready for this night of victory. 31st December in Malawi. Night of victory. Come and join your father, your man of God, your prophet, your oracle for this wonderful night of victory. And from 29th of December, there will be IVP of victory. Join the IVP of victory. Register now. Register now. We also have a KFMI retreat for the crossover. Make sure you register now. If you are an ISO student like me and you're graduating, our graduation is 29th December at BICC. Make sure you are here for the graduation. That day and all the days promise to be wonderful days in the presence of the Lord. Know that we are in a season of victory. Don't let what you're going through discourage you. We are in the season of victory, and victorious you will be in the name of Jesus. Have you been blessed tonight? Have you been blessed tonight? I want you to package your seed. I want you to package your tithe and your offering. And you are saying, this seed is for my promotion. This seed is for my promotion. Now I know this betrayal is because my promotion is here. This rejection is because my promotion is here. I told you, when people say no, God says next. So you are next in line for your promotion. Package your offering and go and give. JesusNation.app. Do your giving. Do your giving. I want to tell you something. Don't miss any service this time. We are preparing ourselves for victory. And why are we teaching you all this? After all this, go back to your notes. Go through your notes and begin to pray. This is a season for you to be praying. Kishon Protocol, Panim Protocol, the Harold Protocol, Nature Help Me. Are you here, somebody? This is the time for you to go through the warfare protocols and begin to pray with them in the name of Jesus. I love you so much. See you again tomorrow for the diplomatic service. This is Prophetess Merit Bushiri, Deborah. And from here, it is Shalom. Yeah.